Okay, what's this?
Oh, you're talking about the overalls.
Okay. Say if you had gone outdoors without your coat and you started getting cold, you might ask someone, would you go to the house and what me my coat?
Bring me my coat.
Okay. And he...
I'm in my shirt sleeves.
Okay. So you say, so he went into the house and he what me my coat? He...
Brought my coat.
Okay. And he say, here I have what...
Brought your coat.
Okay. You say, well, that coat won't fit me this year, but last year it, what, perfectly?
Last year? It fit perfect.
Okay. And matching coat and pants are called a...
suit.
Okay. And if you just bought it, it would be a... not an old suit, it would be
a new. A new suit.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
red?
Yeah, it makes your pockets stick out. It makes them
bulge.
Okay. You say, well, that shirt used to fit me fine, but then I washed it and it...
shrunk.
Okay. And you say, it seems like every shirt I've washed recently has...
shrunk.
Okay. And I hope this new shirt won't...
shrink.
Okay. If a woman liked to put on good clothes and liked to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror putting on makeup and so forth, you'd say she likes to...
we call it dyke up.
Okay. What about that other word? That
crimp.
Crimp, that's right. That's the word, crimp.
Okay.
She's crimping.
Yeah. Would you use those words about a man? Would you say a man likes to dyke up or crimp up? Or does that sound funny?
Well, I think that does sound kind of funny. I don't know.
What would
dress
they,
up. We call it
dress
him,
up.
He dresses.
Okay. This is a little leather container. It's got a little clasp on it.
Pocketbook.
Okay. Any other name?
Purse.
Okay. What is a piece of jewelry that a woman wears around her wrist?
Bracelet.
Okay. And what about these little things that are strung together?
Necklace.
Okay. Or I'm talking about beads, though. You'd call that a what? A bead? A
string.
Okay. What did men used to wear to hold up their trousers?
Galluses.
Okay.
Suspenders.
Galluses?
Either one. Galluses or suspenders either.
Okay. Galluses is an old-fashioned word.
Yeah, that sure is.
Okay.
I've worn them. Yeah.
Okay. What if it was raining outside, you might hold a, or might carry an
umbrella.
Okay. What's the last thing that you put on a bed? You know, the real fancy top cover.
We used to call them counterpanes.
Is that what you call them now?
Bedspread.
Bedspread. Right?
Okay. Would the counterpane be homemade?
Yeah.
What about something else that would be homemade? But you put on the
quilts would be.
Quilts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Beds used to be.
Okay. At the head of the bed, you'd put your head on a...
did what?
At the head of the bed.
Pillow?
Okay. What about something twice as long as a pillow?
Bolster.
Okay. How far across the bed did the bolster go?
Width of the bed from one edge to the other.
Okay, so you say the bolster went
crossway.
Okay. What would you call a sort of bed that you'd make on the floor?
A trundle.
Okay.
Trundle bed.
A trundle bed's got, it's got a frame to it though, doesn't it?
It slides under another bed.
Got it.
Uh-huh.